I mean, you guys, someone comes out again when they get down to Sulim, so Ramizan, then we can look in between, the says that then we hold that boil be a mitzvah parish, that the lach is that your boil be a mitzvah and your parish. Can you pass from Chabah, can you see a boil be a mitzvah, the garm be also a parish miyad, that your boil be a mitzvah, and you're going to go ahead and be parish. So what's the Sibis Hadavar, why we're machmer on Dan Basulim? Bechor Dan Basulim is a Maka, it's not Tavnidus, we know what it is. So we had a Yisham in Brachas recently, which said that a Lashon in Perek Beis Yisham in Brachas, that Zag De Yisham, that E Efsha Beli Dam. That when you have a Dan Basulim, it's E Efsha, that there shouldn't be Dam. The way the Mepharshim Mazur, the Pshat is that Agav, like the Chemda, Chimed Abiyah, sounds that says E Efsha, that there's going to be Dam. Yeah, it's in Dam Chimun, and therefore that's the reason why you have to machmor on Dam Basulim. Or Vali has a tshuva discussing, so the Fiza should come out is going to be Daraisa. The Efsha Beli Dam should come out that Dam Basulim is going to be a Mamash Daraisa according to this. And it doesn't surely, it sure doesn't sound like it from the whole.
That would only be if you hold Chimun.
Right, okay. No, Efsha Beli Dam. Chimun is a Suffolk, maybe. Tavunas is a Suffolk. Here we're saying Efsha Beli Dam, Lashon. Says Kamel Chardz, that's going to be Daraisa. Maybe he broke down one Sfarish place and said, is Daraisa? He has that Richa, so was that? I don't remember right now, we saw it a couple weeks ago. You have to be choishish that, right, that's a good point. Like the Pasha of Dava just means is that, the Pasha of Dava just means that, not that that's the Epshably, that there's a good chance it's Dam, you have to say it's Lav Dam. That's what matters. The Rajba says that the Yisrael Dava is that it's Be'etzim be'yisoid. Every dam makah be'etzim we should be makah. Why should we? Why are we gonna make on dam makah? Saying every dam makah. How do you know? Every time I have a makah, so how do you know 100% of makah? Maybe those makah in his blood. You know, it's suddenly the bedekah. Right, happens all the time. Right, suddenly the bedekah. And you said there's bedika and there was dam makah. Fine, very nice. But maybe there was also blood also. I don't know, 100%. Not 100%. What? Yes. So, okay, so etzem, just like, and v'oy, just like we're machmer on every single dam tara machmer on, and we're machmer every tipas dam kechada, you have to keep saying mekiyim. So etzem be said over here also. Etzem be said over here also, we should go ahead and be machmer. Narvas, zak the Rajba, being that it was only lefisha, it was only for, it wasn't for a long time, so therefore, we don't want to go out and be machmer, mashenki, and dam basulim, which is just a temporary thing. So there they went back to the din of, just like, we're machmer, you know, blood or machmer. We don't want to play around blood. And therefore, that's the sibus of that way, they're machmer on dam basulim. In fact, everyone, so let's, a maka sometimes also is only lefisha. Not every maka. It's a short time, you'll get through dam. So therefore, that's why we want to be machmer in dam maka, because we were machmer all dam. We're not machmer dam ledam, machmer dam tar, machmer everything.
Just wait a little bit.
What do you say?
Just wait a little bit.
What do you say? Yeah, just wait a little bit. Just so I sometimes have a mak also is only fisha. So there's a shame makachari that some makas are, you know, for a long time. So therefore, they're not going to be collecting the makah. The makah is bechefs of something, which is not going to be for so long. So therefore, that's the reason why. That's the reason why they were machmer. Another reason why they were machmer is because, you know, a person not going to be collecting all the different chalukim between the geiros, tana. Therefore, they were machmer and they answered all dam basulim. So, shaila comes up is b'negei dam basulim is if somebody takes out a day, a doctor. What do you say? If you take out a day doctor, is it going to answer or not? What's the say to shaila? So, you could present the shaila in two different ways. You could present the shaila as let's try to figure out the reasons And there's every dam besulim. No, there's nothing in here. Every dam besulim, even if there was no blood, like Marbiyat Yimach, we say maybe Shivach. Maybe got lost. So let's say they take it out. So now the question is that going to be Asar or not? So we could present the Shayla, I guess, in two different Haifanim. We could try working out all the reasons and trying to say it's less question for all the reasons. So that's a Moshe Feinstein, Al Pei Zayin. He says the only Zayin in the Kiyam, because Betzem, Dam Besulim is Dam Maka. I did be also chachamim, and not I did mashinka. Why? Because he says that to the time of the rush, that so you're not mafkin between Basul, Abigayris, and the Chassin, Vaida, Chassin, Yitzhak, Atokvalai, that's going to be Dafka, Haidebiya, and therefore it shouldn't answer. If you go like the Russian Ksubis, which says that maybe Dam Nina got mixed up with Dam Basulam, like some of these Shamis said, he actually not going to be Dam, so that also. What? Right, but if they do guide the instrument, it's not going to be. We're talking about when you're taking it out. So because Moshe goes to the Cheshbon to the different regions, and Moshe says that, and therefore Moshe wants to go ahead and be. Masham and Tshuva Achilik Aleph Siman Reishiyud. Question Masham is that Aleph Reishiyud Masham Shaila was that. Do you say are you Neman or not Neman? Do you say that is the doctor Neman to say he did took it out? The doctor took out the basulim. Are we neminim to say that it was dam basulim and not dam nida? 4 days or 5 days? The doctor. It's at the masham. Dam basulim is a davrakal, and we see there are kulas in it. Therefore, we mimin the doctor. But the masham just nem dam pashut yet way zaynikiyim. The question is 4 days, 5 days. It doesn't give a hezbra why. The hezbra davar lachar is the pshat is that there's why chazal asin and what they did. Why they asked it maybe is because he actually a dam or you took a talk for like, but once they asked it, they said this is dam nidus. If the gather dav dam sulam is that this is dam nidus, so then it's dam nidus. I don't care. I don't have the svaras anymore. And if the gather is that they gave it a din dam nidus, so then it's going to be aser. Right, back about Moshe wants to be mekel. And Moshe wants to say that the only Isser is Dafka Debia, and for saying Debia is going to be Mutter, Moshenke, and a lot of the Peshkarites still go with the Mahalakh of the Masham. We say the Gedra Dov is the Chazal answered the Dam, and therefore it's not telling the time, and if it's telling the time, then it's telling the different time, and therefore they want to be Mahalakh. I think in America, everything is pretty Nog Lahakel, and it's all they could place them a little bit more Mahalakh than the Indian.
But Moshe's case wasn't like a Shasat Chak.
Which thing?
Said that they have to do Bia, otherwise the whole room will close up or something.
Okay, I think.
You phrase it, deal with that.
Yeah, without that.
Rabbi's Megler,
man. 1 second. What? I never got the shot. So, my clientele's not that young. They come very slowly. What do you say? Right, they are usually calling the chasam rebbeim until, you know, if they're a week and a half after chasam, usually they call the chasam rebbeim. It takes about 6 months till they switch over. not bad, I'm saying usually, whatever, you know, they come over, like, if they call me chasam rebbe, can I ask Rabbi Shaila? So, yeah, that's a standard habit. Now, in terms of taking out, in terms of doing that, some surgery, so... Gemara Yevamos does bring down that Tamar was machem be'etzva, that Tamar did it. It says also that Shabbos Rebbe used to do it. And the question is, we have a raya from there that's nothing wrong with doing it. So the Miri says over there they did the Shem Shemayim. Why do the Shem Shemayim? Because they wanted to get pregnant from the first Bia. That was why Tamar. Yehuda v'Tamar? Yeah, she's Machem Etzel. Al Kapanim, the Poiskim Al Peyash Shkafa do not like one to take out the Basulim because the Gemara in Sanhedrin says Isha's Keres Bris, somebody who's Oyser Kli, and therefore the one who does the Thigmar Bia, therefore the Poiskim do not like it so much for one to go ahead to take out the Basulim. Rav David told us once that there was somebody like, going around telling people just take it out beforehand and then whatever. This group I went to share with Rav David. He gave like a medical share for Rabbanim. So like, you know, somebody told him, he went wild, like, what was that guy's crazy after whatever. Rav Yashiv held that even if the shore is a problem, he wanted first to get married for some reason, I'm not sure why exactly. First get married and then take it out. Didn't want to do it before they get married. Yeah, I'm not sure why, but Kapanim, you know, we don't bedekha, we don't like taking out right away. Right, if it's the low lech, so then say it. I just got a shout out that now as we're talking out loud. Within the last 2 months, I just had a shout out that. But he likes to wait till you get married and then take it out. No, I don't know. If you know for sure there's a problem, I don't know. I'm not sure. When it's Benegea, the Ramosha's Shuva, we have taking out the Psum. I guess when Jargate was going too long over here. Okay, Vyashasasachak is. Let's finish up quickly. Vyashasasachak was Mikkel like Ramosha. Fine. So I'm going to get. So Nachamal. So.
You know,
fine. So let's wrap it up a bit. But comes to the syllabus, Mr. Parish, going to be also Parish Miad. Because there are three kulas of the Dhamma Sulam more than any other regular Midas. Kula number one is that normally you have to, if somebody has the Chas V'Shalom, Chas V'Khalila, Isha was Parish Nida B'Shas Meisa. So the luck is you have to be Parish Ivra Meis. You should not be Parish Ivra Chai, because the Mor says that you're a Nena from. When you pull out, if a wife says she feels that she's in need, you should like do like Yisrael Tzadik Zikim Es Bais and wait till the Aver dies. You pull out, then you know that's a problem. But you know the natural reaction probably is just like to jump, right? But the Etzem, what you're supposed to do is you're supposed to normally have to parish be Aver Mace. Over here, we'll make all that you don't have to parish be Aver Mace. You could be parish Be'er Chai. Which Agav, somebody's told me Maisa with, I think it was a Nuts and Kopshitz, that Yigman came to him with Tzibrachim that he had that, like, you know, he was being boiled. And then his wife said she felt something, he jumped out. And then after he realized, maybe they're trying to study this, right? It's Be'er Snida. And he was, very Tzibrachim. So he told him that Lamaisa. Do you remember the Maybe Yehuda we saw? Maybe it says that if it's within that by Dam Tar, there's a Kula of Parish. It's like some of the Dam Basulim, the Maybe Yehuda we saw in Pesach Shuvah. So the guy just had a baby, so he said, Lonara. I'm saying, he just says that Parish. Back at bottom, he says that's Kula number one. Kula number two is only 4 days. And Kula number three is that normally you have to. Or leave her bed. Over here is mutter to sleep. Over here is mutter to sleep on one bed. Those are three quotes. Akapanim. They say? Yeah. Akapanim. Now, if you didn't see Dam, let's say you had B and you didn't see Dam. So, Ramah brings down Yisrael Kim, Lashadam, the Ramah brings down Fagai Smiley. some are Mekel v'yin Sidam. Another Hakel like Rabbi Biyah, we're Noigin Hakel that if you're... We're Noigin Hakel... We're Noigin Hakel if like Rabbi Biyah say, Rak Araba, Valer Sidam, Abom Ba, Allah Biyah Mamish, Abom Mishnah, Abom Sidam. So Dr. Ramad, that if you had Gemara Biyah, you have to be Machmer. If you didn't have Gemara Biyah, you could be Mekel, Kozman, if there wasn't dam. Because there wasn't dam, if you didn't have Gemara Biyah, then you're able to be Mekel. The question is, what's considered Gemara Biyah or not? Which is very, and again, a lot of times they're trying, and they're not sure if they get in, they get someone in, they get partially in. And if they didn't have a Gemara Biyah, and there wasn't dam, what's going to be the law? Because Dr. Chatzos Adam, unless you have a Gemara Biyah Mamish, call it Aver, if there's no dam, you're able to go ahead and be Mekel. Even if there's no Agav, even if there's no Shepazera, Akapanim is Zakta Chakos Adam, they are able to make all this considered via Mamish. Other places can say that you can have to be Machmir, that which means Gemara Biyah over here, it just means that via Mamish over here is that you tackle when in. You went in somewhat, and the Sukkot goes like that. They say if you go in somewhat in, you have to be Machmir. The Shikas Eiv is not going to be a problem, but if you went in, then Enachlam is going to be a problem. The Shevi Levi goes with the Pshara. He says if you go in Rav the Eiv, you have to be Machmir. Mashenkin, if his pachas arrive, you're able to go ahead and be mekel. Now, the Matthias is usually the chassan has no clue what he's doing. He got in and didn't get in. How far he got in, he's in the right, you know, you hope he's in the right place. And how far he got into the right place, is in Shikas Aver, is inside, the outside, a lot of times he's not going to be sure. And many times the Matthias is that's going to be a suffix. So the shayla is like this, that if you're on, let's say you're on the Das Machmir, let's say you go like Rav Yashar or Mashal, he's Machmir. If you go in somewhat, you have to be Machmir ready. If you go in somewhat, you have to be Machmir ready. So the first time you went in, let's say 30%. Next time you went in 48%, 45%. So now the question is, do you have to be Machmir that the first time was just Petur Chumra? So do you have to be Machmir now that maybe this is the Gemara Biyah? We're not sure exactly what the Gemara Biyah is. So Rav Yashar is Machmir, each time you get in further, you can. Rav Yashar, sorry, I'm straight. But each time, it's my Berkowitz, that each time you get in further, you're going to have to be Machmir. Because maybe that's considered Gemara Biyah, and each time you get further, then you're going to have to be Machmir. Gets a, you know that.
Take
what?
Could take
time, yeah. But Kapanim, you know, I think the Minigad is not like that, and the Minigad is not like that. So the menu passed like the Chalkim Sadam said, Gemara Biyah, if you don't get all the way in, no blood, Shalom Yisrael. You're able to be Mekel, just in the Chalkim Sadam, you know, the menu passed like that. Some go rave. Even if you go to Shita Rav, usually they're not sure of this, maybe so, not so, you know, they're not really sure. And therefore, you know, most times it's going to be mutter because it's going to be a suffix and it's going to be mutter.
Every
suffix
is mutter?
So, there's a bonnet. If you don't have a frat, if you only have whatever. If there's blood, you have to be machmir. Let's see, if you have blood the first time, or Moshe writes, even the first time only has a little bit of blood, you don't have to be chesh the second time that you're going to be aser. You can assume you're mekayim the din. If there's blood, there's blood, right? But if you don't have to assume that the second time is going to have any problems. Once you're mekayim the din, then it's going to be okay. If there's sar, in terms of the sar, so the chashuvim wants you to do bedikas. You know, they say the first time, second time, third time, calls man the sar. He likes you to do bedikas. Some of them, they say eitzah to know whether you got in, you didn't go in, I'm sure you got in. If she could do bedikas, she's getting further. That's a sign that you got somewhat in. Now, the psulim, right, saying if the psulim are broken, a lot of times I'm not sure if the psulim are broken. So this is an interesting shot for Karen. Let's say she goes to Bodeket, 3 months down the line, and the Bodeket said there's still psulim in there. Broke most of them, there's still 30% psulim left.
Is she bleeding every single time?
What did I say?
It's not shred.
Is she bleeding every single time?
Why is it shred? You found blood, but it's like afterwards on the sheet. Is that like a kesem or is that down psulim? What do you say? It could stay for a long time. Yeah, that's an interesting shout comes up once in a while. You know, the question is, you know, how you dance such a thing. But okay.